Come here. Let's talk. I know we haven't had our sips and tips in a minute, but we're going to sit back and have a conversation. When we say submitted and strong, we have to have a true understanding of what that means. We've got to have a true understanding that this is something we're doing for the Lord. I know that a lot of times we'll have conversations with other women. We may have been raised a specific way as a strong individual, and we've seen the word submission or submitted as something negative. I can't be the only one, I'm sure of it. And so that's why I had to bring out my sip, because swallowing this definition is going to require that I think things through. It's going to require that I take my time. It's going to require that I take a sip. And if you've been through what I've been through and you think things through, then one of the things we've got to do is stop, look in the Word of God, make a decision. This is not about what's comfortable for me. This is not about my opinion. Lord, let me sip on that. It's not about my opinion. I need to sip again. This is really about what the word says. And if I need to take my time, look in the word, dig into it, looked up definitions, then that's exactly what I have to do. So let's talk. Let's talk about it. These are some topics that we're going to be discussing on Submitted and Strong Podcast. We have to have honest and open communication and teaching that's going to put us in position to do the right thing for the Lord, to do the right thing for ourselves and for our family. So I looked up the word submitted. Are we ready? Get your sip, because I'm going to read it. It's accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person, or to the authority. So I know if you're like me, because I'm a strong woman, I thought about it at first when I read it, like superior. Well, the man is not superior to me. We are equal. Forget that one. Forget that. Let that one go, and let's get to or to the authority. Go ahead and take your sip if you need it. Get your coffee, get your water, get whatever's needed and necessary, because our kings, our husbands have authority. They have authority not because we want to give it to them, but they have authority because the word says so. And so if we're going to get to a point where we're submitted and strong, that's something that we've got to get on the inside of us. We're going to take our time. We've got to make this shift if we're going to please God. So accepting or yielding, and if you're anything like me, I did not have a lot of experience in yielding to a man. I did not have a lot of thought that I would need to or should have to. But God, as I grew in the spirit, would nudge me and I would ignore it. Would stop me and correct me, and I would override it in my mind because it just didn't seem right. It just didn't seem, I just came up with my own explanation. I came up with my own excuses, and I kept getting nudged and kept getting nudged and kept getting nudged. So Holy Spirit has to bring me to Ephesians 5. It's a familiar scripture, but if I truly look at it the way I believe God is looking at it, I would get a new attitude. I would get a new mindset. So we've got to dispel the myth that because God loves us equally, because I came from his side, I understand all of that, but God is a God of order. And so there is an order in the household. We do have to understand what order God is speaking to us from. And because the man is the head of the house. And I know we're going to talk on another podcast episode. What if your your husband is not in position to lead? I get that question all the time in coaching. My husband doesn't want to lead. He's not good at leading. He is inconsistent in leading. But there are instructions God has given us in order to get our relationships back on track. And we can't start holding on to a position that's not ours. We got to do whatever is necessary to help, let me say that again, to help our kings get in their rightful position. So Ephesians 5 and 21, in the Amplified Classic, it says, "Be subject one to another out of reverence for Christ." Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. I think we hold on to that. I think we think about that. Well, we're subject one to another. We are subject one to another because there's an understanding that we'll be submitted individuals, subject one to another. In reverence for Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Of course, we'll keep that on the forefront of our minds. But verse 22. I'm going to suggest you take a sip before I read verse 22. Wives, that's us. Be subject, be submissive, and adapt yourself. That scripture, when I've studied it in multiple translations, when I've taken it to the Lord, there's no way around it. Wives, be submissive and adapt. And that goes back to Genesis 2 and 18, when God says, "I'm going to make him a helper who is suitable, adaptable, and complementary." Adapt yourself. If we just stop pretending what the world has told us supersedes this word, it does not. Adapt yourself. Even if it doesn't say if your husband is doing the right thing, adapt. If your husband is on the right path, adapt. If your husband does things respectfully, adapt. It just says, be submissive and adapt yourself. So whatever state he's in, adapt yourself. Submit yourself. Doesn't say it's easy. Doesn't say it even makes sense. But adapt yourself. Submit yourself to your own husbands as, and this is where I want us to get to. I want us to process. I want us to get on the inside of our hearts. This is not about what we do for our husbands. This is about the remainder of this verse says, as a service to the Lord. This is the part that God had to take me to and park. It's a service to the Lord. It's not about my husband. The Lord is asking me to adapt myself. It's the Lord that's asking me to be submitted. In fact, it's not even an ask. It's a command. This is what's necessary. And I know if we go to 23, it starts speaking to the husbands, but the husband's role is his responsibility. And this is what I need to do in my role. So if I spent less time making sure my husband knew his role and more time adapting myself, I started to see different results when I spent more time on what I could do versus remind my husband that he wasn't doing what he should do. Thinking that if I remind my husband that he's not doing what he should do, it would excuse me from this service. But it doesn't. It's a service unto the Lord. It's a service unto the Lord. If we start seeing submission as a service unto the Lord, we would shift some things. If we start seeing submission as a service to the Lord, just take your sip. Just sit down for a while and say, God, I'm serving you when I submit. God, as hard as this is, give me strength because I want to serve you. As difficult as it is and as different as it may be from my friends or from my past, I make a choice to serve you, God. So this is a scripture we have to study. This is a scripture we have to talk about. This is the scripture that's really going to drive a lot of these episodes, a lot of our study, and a lot of our interviews. Wives, be subject, be be submissive and adapt yourself. I'm Yvette Benton, host of Submitted and Strong podcast. We're going to adapt ourselves as a service unto the Lord.